Over the past week, we've spent a lot of time analyzing U.S. military strategy, and now we're going to take a few minutes to consider the factors influencing Iraq's strategy. To do that, we are joined by retired Major General Robert Scales, one of our military consultants here at NPR. He's also the former commandant of the Army War College, where he wrote the official history of the Gulf War. Welcome once again.
Hello, Robert.
There have been reports today. They have not been confirmed by the Pentagon or by the CENTCOM, that a huge column of Republican Guard units has left Baghdad and is heading south. Again, not confirmed, but if this were the case, it would be something new that we've seen in the war, and how significant would it be if many, many vehicles and men of the Republican Guard started heading toward the U.S. forces?
Well, it's new in this war, but it's not new in wars like this in the past. In the past, the underdog who is defending in this case seeks to slow, to disrupt, or in some way to impede the advance of the superior force, you know, whether it's George Washington at Long Island or Ho Chi Minh or Mao. It's a very common a tactic, and what the Iraqis are trying to do is they're trying to control the clock. Mm-hmm. They're trying to delay as long as they can the assault on Baghdad in an attempt to sway world opinion to their side and to make the eventual siege or attack of Baghdad as difficult as they possibly can.
But to make that siege or attack on Baghdad more difficult, wouldn't they presumably want the Republican Guard units closer to the capital rather than move them away?
Well, no. Actually, my suspicion is they're trying to do both. In other words, you want to impede the enemy along his line of supply to keep him from moving up. And then once you've done that and he does mass to attack, then you need another set of forces then to stand between him and the city. So it's not a good strategy simply to await the attacker and to give him the advantage. You want to try to turn the advantage the Iraqis do back to their side, and that seems to be what's going on here.
There are actually much better confirmed reports of another Iraqi column in the south coming out of the city of Basra and heading still farther south. Any insight as to why the Iraqis would be doing that right now?
Sure, it's the same tactic, and it shows that the Iraqis seem to be trying to take advantage of the bad weather to do this. But again, a column out of Basra headed towards, one would presume, the port city of Qusair is another attempt to impede humanitarian aid, to cause the combat forces to delay their departure from Qusair and Basra to move on to Baghdad. Again, an attempt to slow the progress of the assault, control the clock, because in an operation like this, you know, the clock is the key determinant on who's going to eventually win this conflict.
A surprise, as you've told us, counts for a great deal in such situations. Do these Iraqis engaging in guerrilla warfare, the Fedayeen, is this a surprise?
First of all, I wouldn't call it guerrilla warfare. It's merely more harassing operations. Mm-hmm. It's an attempt to interdict a single thing, and that's a supply line. It's not an attempt, say, to control territory. No, I don't think it's a surprise, because if you have a force that's got a line of communications that's 300 miles long, obviously the logical point to assault is a line of communications for two reasons. Number one, it's the lifeline, and number two, whenever possible, you don't want to interdict the tip of the spear. You want to attack the shaft.
General Scales, thank you once again. Retired Major General Robert Scales.